Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon. On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
And hello, everybody. It's a Wednesday, and that means we bring in Gidi Hansen from The Growing Place. And we've been talking for the last few weeks now about hope for the new year. And she joins us now. Good morning, Gidi.
Good morning.
I hope you're having a good day. And
I am.
You know what I'm hoping? I'm hoping we continue to have this rain that we've been having recently.
Yes.
It's been nice. It's been really good.
It's been a real blessing.
Yeah, I think that has been good. I know a lot of people a year ago at this time were hoping for rain and praying for rain. And there's a lot of concern, but you know, somehow God delivered for us. And we're doing much better than we did a year ago
yes,
at this time.
Thanks be to God.
Yeah, let's talk about hope for us in our personal lives. And I know we've been, let's kind of recap. It's been a week since we last talked. What do we want to
Well, first of all, the Merriam-Webster simple definition of hope is to want something to happen or be true and to think that it could happen or be true. Mm-hmm. And my simple definition of hope is just joyful expectation. Mm-hmm. And the information that I've been presenting the past few weeks is based on Professor Snyder, C.R. Snyder's work, 1944 to 2006, who was a pioneer in positive psychology in the areas of hope and forgiveness. And his theory of hope is, it's basically two parts that can be summed up in where there is a will, there is a way. So agency is a psychological term for a person's will and motivation, the desire to reach a goal. Pathways is a psychological term for finding a way to reach it. Mm-hmm. And we've been talking about the tools for our goals, what you have to do to make it happen, the tools for our pathways, the way or capacity to reach your goals. And today we're going to talk about probably the most crucial one, which is the tools for agency, which is the willpower to reach your goals. Mm-hmm. Anybody who's ever gone on a diet, anybody who's ever done exercise knows that the key to it is just perseverance and willpower.
Mm-hmm. That's a tough one.
It is.
Especially when you get into habits. I mean, you're used to doing certain things. We were just talking before the show. I mean, you know, sometimes I don't eat as well as I should. And as I get, I mean, you could get away with that when you're young. You can't get away with that when you're old.
Yes.
And and willpower is a tough one. How do you develop that willpower to stop doing things you shouldn't do?
Well, I pray because I know that without the grace of God, I can't change anything about myself. And then when he sends that grace to me, I receive it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we need a scare or a wake-up call to change our ways, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
We need a diagnosis. We need something that alerts us that it's time to change your lifestyle. But why wait until then?
Mm-hmm.
Why wait until then? Why wait until you got the high blood pressure or the heart problems or whatever? Mm-hmm. We can do something about it now.
Yeah.
So, well, let's look at ways to boost your willpower to reach your goals. Number one, we need to use positive self-talk. And what I mean is, you remember that whole series we did on ants, automatic negative thoughts?
Mm-hmm.
That's negative self-talk. That's the junk we tell ourselves all the time to beat ourselves down. So the opposite of that would be positive self-talk. Mm-hmm. So let's say I have a goal to lose 10 pounds in 3 months, which is a very realistic goal. You know, lose 10 pounds in a week is not, but 10 pounds in 3 months is.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell myself, you know, through Christ, I can do anything. With God, all things are possible. Lord, I'm depending on you for this grace. And when I'm presented with the wrong food choices, give me the grace to resist it. Develop my will. My will has been so beaten down by sugar and fat that I don't even know where it is anymore. But breathe life into my will. I can do this. And we just start thinking positive thoughts. Then here comes the piece of pie.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at the pie and I go, in 3 months, I'm going to be rejoicing that I lost 10 pounds.
Yeah.
I don't need you.
Right. Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. And sometimes when those small things happen in life, and I'll speak for myself, and maybe I'm speaking for other people too who listen. It's like, do you really want to burden God with things that you could really take control of yourself? And I think if I just had the willpower, why should I bother God with saying, you know what, I shouldn't be eating this pie or these Oreo cookies? Or why am I doing this?
Oh, that is such a great question.
Well, then, you know, because yeah, I'm thinking God has got, I mean, we hear about people, friends of ours who are ill, and I'm praying for them. And then who am I to sit here, a sinner who does so many things wrong every day, and go to God and say, help me so I don't eat a piece of pie? It seems so trivial next to the things that God is dealing with around the world.
So are the number of hairs on your head trivial?
I understand that. But that is still difficult.
No, you didn't let me finish.
I know.
Okay. God wants to be intimately involved in every area of your life, and we're the ones who keep him out. And we put little labels on the door that say, do not enter to God.
Mm-hmm.
We'll say, this is too trivial, or this is too shameful, or this is too difficult. And God says, open up all those doors and let me in.
Maybe it's our perception of God, and I'm speaking maybe for myself, and again, maybe for other people who view God as difficult to view him as a friend, and we view him as sometimes the man, you know, and do I really want to go knock on his door? I know he'll open it, but at some point, doesn't God say, come on, just do what you're supposed to do.
He may, but give him a chance to say that.
Right.
Remember, the most important thing God wants from us is relationship. Mm-hmm. And we abort relationship with God when we hold things back.
We're going to continue our discussion with Gidi Hansen, Tools for Agency, the willpower to reach your goals for 2016. We just got through using positive self-talk. And there's a list of about seven others we want to run through. And we'll be right back after this break. Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught. Welcome to KKXX Life Radio. Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. This is Live Local Talk. So wake me up when it's all over. There have been things in my life, in my family's life, where we've needed some guidance. And we have gone to the Growing Place, Gidi Hansen in particular, but there are other people there that could be helpful. The Growing Place is marriage and family therapy. They provide help for people who have addictions or depression or any kind of issues you might have in your family or for yourself individually. It's a professional clinical counselor, place. You can learn more about the Growing Place at TGPlace.com, TGPlace.com, or give a call at 588-0448. Gidi Hansen, we're talking about hope for 2016, the willpower to reach your goals. And the first thing we got off on was the power of positive talk.
Yes. And see, I'm so glad you brought up the point that you did. Why should I burden God with these trivial matters?
Mm-hmm.
Because that is a beautiful example of negative self-talk.
Mm-hmm.
That is a beautiful example of how we defeat ourselves before we get going.
But is it?
No, let me finish. Come on.
Okay.
And so remember what Jesus said in John 15:5. He said, without me, you can do nothing. Mm-hmm. He wasn't talking about the big things. Without God, we can't take the next breath. Without God, our hearts don't beat. So we need God for everything. God would like us to know that.
Mm-hmm.
And when we know that, then the positivity can flow so much easier because I don't have to generate it.
I understand. And you're absolutely right. I know that. But I want to speak for some of us out there, and I'll speak for myself. Maybe there's others who see it. It's not because to be argumentative or be disrespectful to God. It's because there's a humility. You know, it's like, I mean, I don't want to be so, you know, I mean, there's a certain humility where you're saying, I don't want to burden, I don't want to tell God all of this. I mean, I should be able to do something myself. And instead of just crying up in a corner and saying, I can't do this, I'm going to go to God to it. I mean, sometimes God wants you to stand on your own two feet and say,
exactly,
you can do this.
So he does.
Yeah.
He does. And I'm not talking about crawling into a corner and saying, I can't do this. That's not willpower.
Right.
That's just defeat. That's just absolute ants all the way.
Okay.
What I'm saying is realizing our life comes from God and our will comes from God.
Mm-hmm.
When we try to generate self-will, we get into trouble.
Yeah.
And in the end, we find out anything we did through that self-will, ultimately, eternally, for the benefit of our own souls, is of very little value.
Okay.
So I'm saying invite God into your will.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one who can energize it. And for me, that's where my positivity comes from. Because when I look at myself, I don't see much to be positive about.
Yeah.
In my, you know, I'm talking about humility.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, when I look at myself through God's eyes, then I get excited.
I see what you're saying. I imagine that too. That's a very good point. Let's move on. Okay, self-positive talk. The second one is?
Then we need to be prepared for possible setbacks or obstacles. Just because I've set a goal, I shouldn't have the expectation that, number one, nothing will go wrong. Number two, I won't be opposed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, number three, the whole thing won't backfire. And it's not about being negative. It's about being realistic.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, okay, here I am. It's November, and I want to lose 10 pounds in 3 months. So we have December, January, February. Uh-oh, that first month, mm-hmm. December, is going to be a really, really hard one for me. Because of all the holiday stuff. Let's say I stuffed myself at Thanksgiving, and now I'm saying I need to lose the weight.
Mm-hmm.
So I already need to strategize and plan ahead of time. What am I going to do about Christmas? What am I going to do about the office party? What am I going to do about all those homemade cookies that are brought to work, or those donuts that are put in the break room every day?
Yeah.
And so we need to realize there are going to be things to try to pull us away from our goal. And we need to be prepared for that.
And maybe the way you prepare is, you know, have nutritious snacks in the refrigerator instead of having, just so you say, gosh, I'm hungry, I got a snack on something. Gosh, there's an apple, there's a banana, there's some fruit snack or something that would be, not a fruit snack, but something that would be healthy.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that's the one area that, again, likewise, where I don't go out and eat anymore, I get lean cuisine. As opposed, and it's made a difference in some ways, but I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is to say, okay, for Christmas, you can eat whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
On Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, you get a break.
Yeah.
And so you know that's coming too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easier to cut back. And, you know, some of us tell ourselves, which one do you want more, that cookie or the way you're going to feel when you've lost the 10 pounds and your clothes feel really good on you.
Mm-hmm.
So I go by my desire. Which one do you desire more right now?
Yeah.
The passing cookie or the lasting weight loss?
Mm-hmm.
And that really helps me, for me, gear myself towards the weight loss.
Okay.
So another way of boosting our willpower to reach our goals is to stop looking at challenges as problems.
Mm-hmm.
And calling them challenges.
Yeah.
So I love my Thomas Edison example with the light bulb.
Mm-hmm.
He called his problems experiments. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This experiment didn't work. That one didn't work. I'll try another experiment. Instead of saying, I failed. So we look out there and we go, okay, now there's a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've tried to lose the weight. Here are my challenges. What am I going to do with that? And let's say I give in and I eat 3 donuts.
Yeah.
Okay, I did it.
Mm-hmm.
I ate one when I got to work. I ate one after my salad. And then I ate one before I left work. So let's talk about what we do if that happens.
Gosh, even I haven't had 3 donuts in one sitting. We're going to take a break. We'll continue our chat with Gidi Hansen and hope for 2015 when we come back.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio. This is Live Local Talk.
All right, welcome back to the show. Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place with me today. By the way, if you want to give her a call, give the office a call at The Growing Place, their number is 588-0448. You can go to their website, www.tgplace.com. We're talking about Hope for 2016. The way or capacity to reach our goals. The willpower to reach our goals. Positive reinforcement, good, self-talk, being positive. Look down the road for possible setbacks or obstacles that might come your way when you try to reach your goal. We were on changing the word problems into challenges, because sometimes you say, I got this problem, but view it as a challenge.
Yes. So before the break, I had stuffed myself with 3 donuts, but mind you, I had a salad for lunch.
Yeah, I do that too.
So now I'm driving home and I am just one breath away from the self-trashing, the negative self-talk, all of it. And I just stop and I just say, okay, I fell down today. Mm-hmm. I fell down, but I can pick myself up by God's grace and I can go on. And as long as I don't make this my habit, it probably is not going to change the big picture.
Yeah.
I can go on from here.
The thing that's difficult is when you know you cannot eat the donut, but you decide to do it anyway because it just tastes good and I just want to have it because I want to enjoy myself. And there is kind of a difficult line to cross, because you do say, I want to kind of enjoy my life and I want to enjoy this pastry or whatever it might be. So what difference does it make? Because God wants me to enjoy myself too. And so we kind of talk ourselves into this. And there is kind of a fine line between enjoying yourself and really denying yourself pleasure.
There can be. One thing I found is when I eat really, really healthy and I take a bite of a pastry, it does not taste good.
Okay.
If I've been doing it for a while and it's become my new habit, I just I don't even want it.
I have a son who is extremely physically fit. I mean, he does not eat meat. He eats very well. And he probably doesn't have an ounce of body fat on him. I'm not kidding. And Jeremy is just fit as a fiddle. I mean, truly, he's amazing. When you see him with his shirt off, you go, "Gosh, he's a good, well-fit kid." And he'll deny himself all day, and then he'll have like a cookie or something, and he feels so guilty about it. And so there is a problem where somebody says, "You know what? You can carry it too far."
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. We can allow ourselves treats. In fact, I read one article that most successful diets schedule in one cheat day,
mm-hmm.
for many reasons, psychologically, so you don't feel like you're denying yourself all this pleasure, but also it tells the body you're not starving, there's food out there.
Okay.
So when you increase on your cheat day by 1,000 calories, so if you're on a 2,000 calorie diet, on that day you go up to 3,000, and then the next day your body goes, okay, we're not starving, I'm going to let go of all this fat.
Mm-hmm.
So there is that way of approaching it too.
Okay. Let's move on to number 4. We're probably going to get through 4 of these, and then we'll get the other 4 next time. I don't know how it's going to go. Let's keep moving.
Okay. So then another way to build your will and your power to reach your goals is to remember earlier experiences of overcoming hardships and success.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible is full of that. You read the Psalms, and it's all about what God has done for Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Over and over again, God did this, God did that. We read the gospel account. And we read over and over again all the miracles Jesus did, all the healings he did. Then we look in our own lives and we see, okay, I had this difficulty then. God got me through that and to mm-hmm. a good place. I was struggling here. I got through that. I thought it was the end of the world there, but it wasn't, and God got me through that. So with this current situation that I'm in, God can get me through this too. And that's kind of links up with positive self-talk.
Okay.
It's happened in the past, it can happen now, and it can happen in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And I can reach my goal.
Okay.
So that's another very important thing to do. And now, oftentimes what we do is we remember our past failures,
mm-hmm.
which lends itself to the negative self-talk.
Mm-hmm.
So if we remember our past failures, We need to first make sure we've repented and taken care of that if there was sin involved. And if there wasn't sin involved, we just need to show ourselves a little mercy and say, okay, I'm human. This happened.
Yeah, even if there was a sin involved in
we can confess it and God will take it away. Mm-hmm. So we don't have to beat ourselves up for these former failures. So when I'm talking about reminiscing and ruminating, I'm not talking about going back to failures. I'm talking about going back to successes. For example, do you have a success story for us about, I don't know what?
Oh, gosh, I imagine I do, but you kind of got me off guard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'd have to give it some thought. But I think I've had a lot of success. I would probably say something work-related where I did a really, you know, I'll tell you, I did a story I was really proud of. I did a story at the Abbey when I was working at the Abbey of New Clairvaux, a cover story at the Chico News and Review, which won a statewide award for the best feature story written by anybody in any city in the state of California.
Good
success
job.
Story. It was very well written, and it was very well received. So I was very proud of that. Yeah,
good.
So there's a
so
success
let's
story.
Say you are given a really hard assignment, and you're wondering, am I going to be able to pull this off?
Yeah.
Am I going to be able to do this? And you're starting to doubt and on the slippery slope of negative self-talk. And then suddenly you remember that cover story.
Yep.
And you go, now, wait a minute. I am a good writer. Mm-hmm. I've been recognized as a good writer.
Mm-hmm.
And I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
I can do this. So that would be an example of going back to the past for something positive rather than going back to the past to pull out something negative.
Absolutely. So that's what we all need to do, obviously.
We all. And me too. You know, when I set a goal for myself, I need to remember my past successes, not failures.
It's nice to know that the experts like yourself have difficulty with these issues as well.
Oh, I'm not an expert, and I definitely have the difficulties.
Katie Hansen of The Growing Place, thank you for being with us. We'll continue.
My pleasure.
We'll continue our discussion, Hope for 2016, next Wednesday. It's always an interesting, fascinating discussion with Katie Hansen of The Growing Place. If you want to learn more about The Growing Place, go to tgplace.com. So long, everybody. Have a good day.